Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
Jake Paul wearing a diamond plated ear covering to stop him being bitten. Betting anybody who wants to go against him. Mike Tyson's on the other side, who's very sullen, not really saying much.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, Guardiola agrees to stay on for another year at City. Special provisions made to safeguard James McLean amid sectarian abuse. And in the Nations League, Wales are promoted to League A. And a Dominik Szoboszlai-Panenka rescues a point for Hungary against Germany. First up today, despite uncertainty regarding the club's future, Manchester City have convinced Pep Guardiola to stay. Sam Lee reported in The Athletic last night that Guardiola has agreed a one-year extension with the option of a further year. The 53-year-old is around 6 months from the end of his current deal, and recent comments regarding his future were some way short of sounding committed. Uncertainty around Guardiola's future was fueled in part by the impending departure of City's sporting director and longtime Guardiola ally Tiki Begiristein. Add to that the ongoing case involving City's 115 alleged breaches of the Premier League's financial rules. The reported new deal, however, will take Guardiola beyond a decade at the club, with whom he won the treble last year and to date 6 Premier League titles. A formal announcement regarding the contract extension is expected shortly. Sam Lee discussed the extension on Sky Sports last night.
And obviously now it kind of flips the narrative a bit. Obviously on the pitch, they've got to sort out some problems with injuries and form and the results. We can start to look ahead now to January and the summer and beyond. And you know, the prospect of Guardiola overseeing another rebuild. Obviously the director of football, Tiki Begiristein, is leaving. So obviously if the manager had left as well, there'd been quite a big period of uncertainty there. But with Guardiola set to stay, you know, obviously steadies the ship a bit, but fans can get excited about what comes next and, you know, transfer windows and results and everything else that comes with Guardiola.
Yeah, Sam, you mentioned Hugo Viana coming in. I mean, there was talk at the time, wasn't there, speculation that Ruben Amorim could potentially follow him from Sporting to Manchester City. I think Edison said that the plans were already in place should Pep Guardiola move on. The fact that Amorim's gone to Manchester United, is that a factor in this, do you think?
No, I think the priority at City is always going to be for Pep Guardiola to stay. Always. You know, there may have been plans for Amorim or whoever else to take charge just in case. But as long as Guardiola had said that he was going to stay, they would have gone with that. You know, you can't imagine that Amorim has gone to United. So they've made a bigger case to Pep, or Pep's got a lot better stay now. It was always going to be Pep's decision, and seemingly he has obviously decided that he wants to stay. He's got the hunger to stay, and that's all that matters, really.
Such is the nature and volume of the abuse suffered by James McLean. The Wrexham player has been given special dispensation by the English Football League. Under modern rules, substituted players have to leave the pitch via the nearest touchline or goal line to stamp out time wasting. But the EFL has written to all of its 72 clubs to allow McLean to leave the pitch by the shortest route. The former Ireland international has become a lightning rod for anti-Irish and sectarian abuse from opposition fans, due in the main to his stance regarding the poppy. McLean once again explained his reason behind avoiding the poppy in recent weeks, but it's done nothing to quell the abuse. Several teams have been charged by the English FA for misconduct following behaviour towards McLean. In their letter to the clubs, the EFL say they hope the leeway offered to McLean will help reduce these incidents and also help to manage McLean's departure from the pitch without incident. The same dispensation will be offered to players who are the target of similar abuse. Nathan and Owen discussed the McLean issue on last night's football show.
There was a recent incident where, when he was been taken off against Birmingham, and everybody's pegging things at him, never mind what people are saying to him. And I'll never forget the day he was in this studio, must be 6-7 years ago now, and I asked him, and what do they say to you, James? To which followed, you know, I would say 30 seconds of the most hard-hitting expletives we've ever had on Off the Ball. Right. Like, he was very to the point. It was, you know, it was vicious stuff, which, when you look at the way he has been treated, it doesn't come as a surprise. But when he's saying it out loud, and it's in every single game that he seems to be receiving this, it feels like this is looking the wrong way at the problem. So we're taking James McLean away from the supporters because, well, the supporters can't behave themselves. And we're, I don't know, are we punishing James McLean here in any way? I'm not sure. it is punishing James McLean, but it is isolating him. It is putting him out separate to all of the other players in the English league by saying, well, we need to bring in a special precaution that will ultimately be applied to everyone, but specifically for you, that because of the level of vitriol and abuse that you receive up and down the country, can we just keep going on fining clubs because of this? Yeah. No, let's just, you know, it's not a good look. It's not a good look for the English game. We want this to be family friendly. So we're just going to take you away from it. We're just going to take you away from it. Rather than going the opposite way and maybe doubling down on the fines or suspensions for clubs, I would have thought would be the way to go. But it's always felt as though the abuse that McLean has received is treated in a very different way to other levels of abuse. And that's something I think he feels very strongly. So I'd be interested to see what he has to say about this.
Harry Wilson scored his fourth goal in six international matches to help secure Wales' promotion to League A of the Nations League last night. He scored their fourth in a 4-1 win at home to Iceland. Swansea's Liam Cullen had turned the game in Wales' favour with a first-half brace after Andre Gudjonsson, son of Eider, gave Iceland an early lead on Cardiff. In his first campaign in charge, Craig Bellamy kept Wales undefeated. They topped the group in 12 points, one ahead of Turkey, who were beaten 3-1 away to a Montenegro team that had nothing to play for last night, as they were already relegated to League C. Bellamy says his squad has a lot of ambition.
We've still got a long way to go. Mate, listen, it's six games. Now, we've had good periods, but there's the consistency of being able to go places like Turkey, where you will get tested. Now, the atmosphere will do that. And it will also have a big test on the officials as well, which is so normal. It's not. It's nothing against them, but it's a real pressure type of game. Now, would we have liked to have done better there? Yes, definitely. And that's the targets. Do you understand what I mean? It's not. I could easily sit here and be ecstatic over the draw, and all right, it's turned out to be quite a good draw, but I want more, and I want more for them, because I believe there's more for them. I believe this game has more. So I believe they can play. I believe they can pass the ball. Now, people might say you can't. I do. Now, if I believe that, I'm the coach. So encourage it. And what we were able to come back from the Turkey game, really, it was just, honestly, it gave us so much, and it gives you real hunger as well, of like, you can see where we need to improve, and we're not far away from being able to do it. And I've just felt every game has just been able to give us that. And the training library we've been able to use to go back into, because of the amount of training sessions we've got done, the amount of meetings we've got done. So we have such a library and data now that we can fall back onto. This moment being 1-0 down, how are we able to, you know, we'll show you, because we've done this and this is what we're able to do, allows us to be able to be in a really good position, because we want to go to a World Cup. We want to go to a World Cup. And then we got to get that ticked off. Now, if we get to there, we want to then be competing. These players deserve to be there competing, because they're buying. You know, it doesn't matter what we can do coaching-wise, they're in. You know, and when you have a group like that, like their togetherness and who they are as people, like, I think I'm quite a humble person. I do. Now, some don't know me. You might think you know me. You don't know me. But I believe I'm a humble person. But you know, this group make you humble. They make you humble. If you speak to them, like, we had a member of staff whose close relative passed away. And do you know what they want to do? Out of their players' pool, donate something to be able to, for the memory of him. That's the type of group I am coaching. Like, how could you not be humble? How could you not be proud?
Joining Wales in League A next year will be the Czech Republic, who topped their group following a 2-1 win over Georgia. In a tight group, Ukraine took the promotion playoff spot, scoring twice in the first 10 minutes in a 2-1 win away to Albania, who were relegated. Dominik Szoboszlai scored with a Panenka penalty with the last kick of the game in Budapest, where Hungary salvaged a 1-1 draw with Germany in League A. The Netherlands were already guaranteed a quarter-final spot with group winners Germany. Ronald Koeman's side drew 1-1 away to Bosnia-Herzegovina, who dropped back into League B. Viktor Gyökeres scored 4 goals for Sweden, who finished off their League C campaign with a 6-0 win over Azerbaijan in Solna. Dejan Kulusevski got the other 2 for Jan Dahl Thomason's side. Sweden had already wrapped up top spot in the group and a return to League B. Slovakia will have a playoff for promotion. They beat Estonia 1-0. It could be one of the teams Ireland gets drawn against on Friday. Malta failed to deprive Moldova of automatic promotion to League C, having a man sent off in a scoreless draw at home to Andorra last night. Argentina bounced back from last week's shock loss to Paraguay with a 1-0 win at home to Peru last night in the South American World Cup qualifiers. Lautaro Martinez scored the only goal of the game in Buenos Aires, his 32nd international goal. The Inter striker has moved level in Argentina's scoring charts with the legend Diego Maradona. Brazil were booed off by their fans after a 1-1 draw with Uruguay and Salvador. Uruguay are second in the standings, 5 points behind world champions Argentina. Brazil are fifth, but the top six will qualify automatically for the World Cup in 2 years' time. Celtic continue their hunt for an elusive first point of their Women's Champions League campaign tonight. They're under the lights at Stamford Bridge to face WSL champions Chelsea, who beat them 2-1 in Glasgow last week. Having scored against Rangers at the weekend, Ireland internationals Caitlin Hayes and Saoirse Noonan should be involved for Celtic tonight. Manager Elena Sadiku feels they're getting closer to claiming a first point in Europe.
Obviously, coming into the competition and the first time ever Celtic has been here, we knew that it's going to be tough. We knew that it's going to be hard, especially with the teams that we have against. So we're really learning during the competition. But obviously, we want to win. Like, that's our game plan. We always want to make sure that we go into a game to try to win. But I feel like the performances has been growing during the competition. So hopefully, we can get some points soon enough.
And Sadiku says she'd welcome a more involved setup around her at Celtic.
Obviously, like, bringing in a new voice and more help to get the best conditions for the players to be even better. That's always been my goal, is I want to make sure that I help the players to get the best conditions to be the best player they can be. And the club has been supporting me in how I want to build the structure. So hopefully it just gets better and better. And obviously, it's a great achievement what we've done so far, winning the league not so many months ago. Obviously, getting into Champions League, it also shows that, you know, with the things that we had before and doing so well, and then obviously, if we can get it better, then hopefully, we're gonna get even better and stronger. So that has been the goal since I came here, and I'm happy that the club is supporting me. Of how well we want to progress and become even better.
Kickoff at Stamford Bridge is 8 o'clock. The other game in Group B kicks off at 5:45 with Twente at home to Real Madrid. The top two in Group A meet as well. Roma will look to atone for last week's 3-0 defeat at home to Lyon, and at 5:45 Wolfsburg play Galatasaray.